This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Americas are facing a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the Pan-American Health Organization, or PAHO, said Wednesday, as it warned that countries with low inoculation rates are seeing increases in COVID-19 and repeated a call for vaccine donations. PAHO Director Carissa Etienne said at a weekly briefing, quote, "The only way to stop it is to expand vaccination," end quote. She added, quote, "Vaccines are critical, even if no vaccine is 100% effective," end quote. Just 15% of people in Latin America and the Caribbean have been fully vaccinated, she said, adding the figure obscures that some countries like Honduras and Haiti have yet to reach even 1% inoculation. South Africa aims to have given at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine to 35 million of its 60 million population by Christmas, a senior health official said Wednesday. The country is the worst affected by the coronavirus pandemic on the African continent in terms of recorded infections and deaths, and is experiencing a third wave of infections. People wanting to go to cinemas, museums, and sports matches in France have to prove they've had a COVID-19 vaccination or a recent negative test. Starting Wednesday, as the country rolls out its controversial vaccine passport system in the face of surging new cases, the so-called health pass will be required for all events or places with more than 50 people. With the commencement of Tokyo Olympic events Wednesday, World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Olympics should go ahead to demonstrate to the world what can be achieved with the right plan and measures amid the COVID-19 pandemic. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke on the phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday, hours before the expected publication of a Germany-United States agreement on the contested Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline. The U.S. and Germany were due to publish a compromise deal later Wednesday evening, designed to ensure that the pipeline does not damage the interests of Ukraine. The U.S. long opposed the pipeline. A 22-year-old British citizen was arrested in Spain Wednesday in connection with a July 2020 Twitter hack, which compromised the accounts of high-profile politicians and celebrities, the U.S. Justice Department said Wednesday. It named the British man as Joseph James O'Connor and said he faced multiple charges. The European Commission will seek, quote, creative solutions, end quote, to difficulties in trade between Britain and Northern Ireland caused by Brexit, but will not renegotiate the Brexit deal on Northern Ireland, the Commission vice president said. Ireland's junior minister for European affairs told Sky News that Ireland also does not want to renegotiate the Brexit divorce treaty and is willing to be flexible and creative over the Northern Ireland protocol. U.S. President Joe Biden and senior officials will meet private sector leaders August 25th to discuss ways to beef up cybersecurity, a White House National Security Council spokesperson said Wednesday. Members of Mr. Biden's national security team and officials from across the administration will meet business executives to discuss how they can work together, quote, to collectively improve the nation's cybersecurity, end quote, the spokesperson said. No details were immediately available on which private sector executives would attend. Israel has set up a senior interministerial team to look into growing allegations that spyware sold by an Israeli cyber firm has been abused on a global scale, an Israeli source said Wednesday, while adding an export review was unlikely. The team is headed by Israel's National Security Council, which answers to Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and has broader areas of expertise than the Defense Ministry, which oversees exports of NSO Group's Pegasus software, the source says. Wednesday, French Prime Minister Jean Castex said French President Emmanuel Macron called for a series of investigations to be carried out into the Pegasus spyware case. Macron's phone was on a list of potential targets for possible surveillance on behalf of Morocco in the Pegasus case. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.